This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Adele gifted her home in LA to estranged husband Simon Konecki several months ago, and now the pair have announced they're splitting up. Back in August of 2016, it was confirmed that Adele was making her $9.5 million Beverly Hills mansion her new home base. Boy, he must have been excited. You're buying me a house? Now he'll be all alone in it. And here comes another sad album. Look out, world. Black China's going to Harvard. Well, she's taking an online business analytics course beginning May 29th. Yep, that 8-week course is going to teach her how to interpret data to inform her business decisions. Once the 40-hour analytics course comes to an end, China will receive a certificate. Maybe the former stripper thought it was analytics. Sorry. Jussie Smollett's brother says he's been suffering from night terrors in the aftermath of his alleged assault. JoJo Smollett says, quote, "Jussie is as strong as iron, but following an attack like this, there's a normal amount of post-trauma that anyone goes through. I've seen him violently awakening from night terrors," unquote. Yeah, because he's terrified that he ruined his career. Cardi B appeared before a judge in her ongoing strip club misdemeanor assault case in New York. The rapper arrived at Queens Criminal Court dressed all in white, surrounded by security carrying umbrellas to protect her from the rain. Sporting a lip piercing, Cardi remained silent as she made her way through the crowd gathered outside. Wait, she was silent? Not even a brrrr? Michael Che lashed out at a writer for the entertainment website UpRocks, who criticized his Saturday Night Live co-star Colin Jost as the epitome of white male mediocrity. In a series of since-deleted story posts on Instagram, Che ripped into UpRocks columnist Stephen Hyden, whom he bizarrely suggested has sex with dogs. Come on, get your story straight. It's horses. Movers have been seen taking furniture out of Lori Loughlin's Bel Air mansion. They were spotted carrying out a white couch and a lounger, among other things. It appears that the actress is leaving her $35 million mansion after pleading not guilty in the college admission scandal. Yeah, even though she says she's not guilty, it looks like she's preparing to move out of her big house and into the big house. After a lackluster weekend one Coachella performance, Kid Cudi brought out the big guns for weekend number two. Kanye West appeared during Cudi's closing set, riling up the crowd with an opening performance of Father Stretch My Hands, and West also performed his Sunday service set on Easter Sunday. And I heard that Yeezus really nailed it. Sorry, Jesus. Authorities say a man arrested on a parole violation after being wounded in the LA shooting that killed Nipsey Hussle has been released from jail. Kerry Lathan has been in custody since being shot March 31st along with the rapper. The State Department of Corrections arrested Lathan for associating with a known gang member, Hussle. What? You're kidding, right? That's not fair, is it? Bill Cosby may be blind, but he says he sees clearly that he was getting gouged by his lawyers for millions, and now he's going after them to get his money back. He filed a petition to vacate an arbitration award given to his former law firm of Quinn, Emanuel, Urquhart, and Sullivan. There were 28 lawyers working across 5 states, and Cosby lost the case. Wah, wah, you're a diddler. Anna Camp filed for divorce from her husband, Skylar Astin, shortly after the estranged couple confirmed their split. The actress, 36, filed the papers here in LA. Their statement read, quote, "We can confirm that we've decided to separate, and this decision was made mutually and amicably," unquote. Well, at least they're not throwing poo at each other. Aww. A day after Nicki Minaj parted company with her longtime manager, there's talk that she'll tour this fall with Chris Brown. This week, the pair released a collaborative single with G-Eazy called Wobble Up. A planned co-headlining North American tour with Future was postponed, and it's one of many setbacks the drama queen has had. If I was her manager, I'd be saying, thank you, God, thank you. Legendary director John Singleton has been hospitalized after suffering a mild stroke. The Too Fast, Too Furious director went to the hospital after experiencing weakness in his leg. John had been in Costa Rica, and it's believed the flight back to the U.S. may have triggered the medical emergency.
Hi, this is your captain speaking. Please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for stroke.
Denise Richards and ex-husband Charlie Sheen are on different pages when it comes to parenting their children. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star said she took away one of their daughter's phones with Sheen's support, only to find that he went behind her back and bought a new one. They share three daughters. What do you expect? Charlie to be a good father? Right. Well, looks like Wendy Williams has erased all traces of her husband Kevin Hunter on her TV show. Since The Wendy Williams Show began in 2008, Kevin was listed as an executive producer of the show. Now his name is absent, and Wendy's name was the only one listed in the show's credits. She announced their divorce last week after 22 years of marriage. Well, good riddance to bad rubbish.
The Trash Bin.
Actor Michael Madsen's looking at the possibility of doing time now that he's been charged with DUI for his March arrest in Malibu. The LA County District Attorney's Office has just charged Madsen with two misdemeanors for DUI. But the real problem is, this is his second DUI within 10 years. He smashed his Land Rover into a tree last month. And no, the tree isn't fine. Idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook is warning investors it anticipates a U.S. penalty of up to $5 billion. Zoom CEO Eric Yuan is worth nearly $3 billion after their IPO. Nintendo has partnered with Tencent to bring the Switch console to China, and its stock just shot up 14%. Talking to a therapist through Alexa could make mental health care more accessible. Hey Alexa, make me happy!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avengers Endgame has been breaking box office records all over the world.
The number one album.
Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Yep, it's still Minecraft.
The number one book.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama has the number one book again this week, Becoming.
42-year-old Ramon Luis Ayala Rodriguez, known by his stage name Daddy Yankee, is the artist who coined the word reggaeton in 1994 to describe the new music genre that was emerging from Puerto Rico. When he was a young man, he wanted to be a professional baseball player and tried out for the Seattle Mariners. Before he could be officially signed, he was hit by a stray bullet while taking a break from a studio recording session and spent the next year and a half recovering from the wound. Amazingly, the bullet was never removed from his hip, and he credits the shooting incident with allowing him to focus entirely on his music career. Here's Daddy Yankee featuring Katy Perry with the song of the week, Con Calma.
Con calma, yo quiero ver como ella lo menea. Mueve ese boom boom girl, es una asesina cuando baila, quiere que todo el mundo la vea. I like your boom boom girl. Con calma, yo quiero ver como ella lo menea. Mueve ese boom boom girl, tiene adrenalina en medio de la pista, ponte hazme lo que sea. I like your boom boom girl.
Just to put my girls on the hunt tonight. Got a feeling I'ma catch a wild one. And I know that I'm not typically your type, but you never had this kind of stimulation.
King of reggaeton, Daddy Yankee, with the song of the week, Con Calma. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpin. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.